Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Here, have a piece of garlic. Oh? You don't want any garlic? Why not? I see. You think that it makes your breath smell. Well, you don't like to peel the garlic. Well, before you say no to garlic, stay with us throughout today's lesson as we talk about garlic. You may be surprised. Well, today's lesson is called garlic. I think you already knew that. Well, here's the question I would like you to try to answer. What is garlic often called? What is garlic often called? Try to answer that question. And, of course, open your magazines. And let's begin talking about garlic. It smells so good. Garlic.
Garlic. You should be using garlic for almost everything. Often called the stinky rose, garlic can be used in some uncommon ways. But first, you have to peel it, and that's not always quick or easy. Here are some peeling hacks you might want to try. Place several cloves of garlic inside a container and cover it with a lid. Shake the container vigorously for about half a minute. The shaking action will cause the garlic skin to fall right off.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 stinky 这个形容词，这个字里面有 stink 发出臭味的这个动词，所以 stinky 就是指发出恶臭的，或者是味道难闻的。例如 ,not many foreigners enjoy stinky tofu, 不是很多外国人喜欢吃臭豆腐。或者是 George finally found time to clean his stinky bedroom. George 终于找到时间来整理他发臭的房间。Stinky 和 smelly, S-M-E-L-L-Y 的意思差不多。例如 ,stinky feet make smelly socks, 臭脚压会生出臭袜子。继续我们看 vigorously 这个副词 ,V-I-G, 这个字根是指生命的。所以 vigorously 在这里是指大力地或猛力地。例如 ,the boy nodded his head vigorously when the teacher asked him if he would help her carry her books. 当老师问这个男孩是否可以帮他拿书的时候,他用力地点点头。或者是 ,the proposal was vigorously debated in the media. 这个提案在新闻媒体上被激烈地辩论。如果去掉字尾的 ly, vigorous 是形容词，例如 vigorous exercises 是指激烈的运动，或者是 vigorous language 是指语气强烈的用语。
I got some garlic here. Gabe, do you want a piece of garlic?
Rebecca?
Yeah?
I actually have something very similar right here.
What do you have right there?
It is a stinky rose. Would you like a stinky rose?
Why are you offering me a stinky... Why do I want to smell a stinky rose? No.
Well, you're holding garlic.
Well, I love garlic. Garlic is so good
for
you.
But it's called the stinky rose. Wouldn't you rather smell a stinky rose than garlic?
It's called a stinky rose. I think I know why it's called a stinky rose. Well, actually, I really don't know why.
Is it because it kind of looks like a rose? But if you have a lot of garlic, friends, you all know that your breath is going to smell bad.
Well, let me tell you something, Gabe. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, I used to have a cat. His name was Frisky. Mm-hmm. And he had worms.
No, this is a great story.
Yes, it is a great story. He had worms, and so we didn't know what to do to get rid of the worms. So our vet told us that we should start feeding him garlic pills.
Uh-huh.
So we started giving him these garlic pills, and it completely got rid of all of the worms.
Hey, There are some wonderful uses for garlic.
Yes.
I'm going to remember that next time I have a cat who has worms.
That was just a free tip for you all about how you can use garlic, even with your animals. Gabe?
Yes.
Did you really just put the stinky rose in your hair?
Hey, you're holding stinky garlic in your hands. We read here, you should be using garlic for almost everything. And so, yes, this is a good place for my stinky rose. And we read, often called the stinky rose, garlic can be used in some uncommon ways. But first you have to peel it, and that's not always quick or easy.
Actually, sometimes it's really difficult to peel this garlic.
Really?
And I'm speaking from personal experience. There are times when I will choose not to use garlic just because I have to peel it.
Oh, it's really annoying, huh?
It can be very annoying.
Well, I didn't know that. I've never cooked with garlic. I've never cooked.
Well, Gabe, maybe after today's lesson, after you learn about some of these tips, you can start cooking with garlic. But of course, friends, you see the phrase in our lesson, quick or easy. And we want to talk about a similar phrase, and that is quick and painless. When do you use these words? Well, you use them to indicate that something you did happened very quickly and it really wasn't very painful.
Right. So, for example, in our lesson, maybe peeling garlic is not quick or painless. Maybe it takes some time to do. It's frustrating. You're getting impatient, right? But maybe some things are quick and painless. For example, I've heard that if you go and get your ears pierced, some people are scared about it, but actually, it's quick and painless. So you could use it to talk about your body, something that is quick and painless, or you could use this phrase to talk about things. For example, if you go overseas, it's quick and painless to change your SIM card to get a SIM card for your phone for that country. That's a quick and painless process.
I'll have to remember that, because for me, changing my SIM card seems so complicated in another country. But I guess it's a quick and painless task, right?
Well, I think it's probably easier than peeling garlic, because you can get someone to help you change your SIM card at the shop, but peeling the garlic, it's not quick and painless?
Well, today we're going to learn about some peeling hacks. So after today, we might find some really good tips that could make peeling garlic quick and painless. Okay, well, here's the first one. Place several cloves of garlic inside a container and cover it with a lid. Let's pause there for just a moment. And you see, this is a garlic clove. Well, it's actually the whole garlic. And then you take it apart, and you have individual garlic cloves.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you place several of those inside of a container, cover it with a lid, and then we read here, shake the container vigorously for about half a minute.
Okay, now if you do something vigorously, that means that you use a lot of force and a lot of energy. So you're shaking like that.
Very, very nice. You were shaking very vigorously there, Rebecca. This reminds me of those drink stands. Every time you go get a drink, maybe you go and buy a tea after lunch, and if you order something, you might see a machine shaking the drink vigorously, right? Or perhaps you've seen a wrestling competition or a boxing match, right? And those people are in there, and they're fighting each other vigorously.
Ooh, I actually do not enjoy watching that type of vigorous competition.
Oh, I like how you use the adjective there, Rebecca. Yes, of course, the adverb is vigorously, but that can be a vigorous fight or a vigorous competition.
Yes. Okay, so we're talking about garlic and how if you put garlic in this container and you shake it vigorously, guess what's going to happen? That shaking action will cause the garlic skin to fall right off. I feel like this is something I really want to try. I want to get a container and try shaking that container vigorously.
Okay, well, maybe we can do that because I think we're going to have time. Right now it's time for us to go to
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Luke. Let's look at two words today that often cause confusion and chaos amongst English speakers. Affect and effect.
And the difference isn't only in the spelling. Okay, let's first look at the word affect. A-F-F-E-C-T. Affect is a verb meaning to have an influence on something.
Right. For example, how you perform in your studies can affect your grade in school. My choice of words can affect my relationships in either a positive or a negative way.
Or you could say your words can have a positive or negative effect.
Absolutely. Friends, did you catch that? Can just use the word effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, which is a noun. This is the consequence of a cause or an action. In other words, it's the result of something.
Yes, for example, smoking can result in harmful effects to your body. Exercising regularly has beneficial effects on my health.
If you practice English every day, it'll have a positive effect on your English speaking skills. So, remember, friends, when you affect a situation, you will have an effect on it.
Affect 跟 effect 要分清楚。Effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, 一般是当作名词用，表示效果、结果。Effect 前面呢，往往会有个冠词 an effect 或 the effect。Effect 前面呢，也有可能看到形容词，比如说 harmful effects 就是不好的作用 ，special effects 就是特效。Affect, A-F-F-E-C-T 是个动词，表示影响。比如说 smoking affects your health， 抽烟是会影响你的健康。你在学校的表现会 affect your grades， 影响你的成绩。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再关键。A classroom.
Studio classroom is on the air. Hello, everyone. Look what I have right here. Garlic. I just love garlic. Garlic is often known as the stinky rose. I'm not really sure why, because honestly,I think garlic smells really, really good, but the one problem I do have with garlic is peeling it. It can be so difficult to peel this garlic. Hey, our lesson gives us a really good tip. I need a container, and shake my garlic. But where am I going to find a container? Friends, let's continue with our lesson. I need to go find a container. Meanwhile...
Garlic. If you're not feeling quite so energetic, try another favorite method. Place an entire head of garlic in a microwave and turn it on high for 20 seconds. Then allow the garlic to cool for another 20 seconds. Afterward, break it apart and promptly pull the skin off with ease. You're now ready to put your garlic to good use.For acne, garlic can kill or reduce the harmful effects of bacteria. Some say you should cut a garlic clove in half and rub it over areas with acne. It is thought to help clear up your skin problems.
OK, 接下来我们看 promptly 这个副词。Promptly 是指立即、迅速地或者是敏捷地。例如 the governor responded promptly to the incident and explained the actions taken. 州长迅速地对这个事件做出回应并且解释已经采取的行动。或者是 turn off the heat promptly when the water boils. 水滚是要马上关火。如果去掉字尾的 ly, prompt 是形容词。例如 the patient's condition requires prompt treatment. 这位病患的状况需要立即的治疗。最后我们看的是 acne, 这个不可数名词。acne 是指青春痘或粉刺。注意它的 C 要发 K 的音念成 acne。例如 Hank's acne flares up every time he has a big test. Hank 每一次有重要考试的时候就会猛长青春痘。或者是 lack of sleep or greasy food can bring on an attack of acne.睡眠不足或油腻的食物可能引起青春痘大爆发。 或者是 Stewart's acne cleared up after he graduated from high school. Stewart 高中毕业后青春痘就消失了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, Gabe, so I have my container here, and I put a couple of cloves of garlic inside the container.
Yeah.
I did shake it for about a half a minute or so.
Rebecca, the skin really didn't come off.
No, it didn't. Hey,
I
have an idea. Can you put it back inside the container?
Yeah.
Do you want to try shaking it vigorously for me for another minute or so?
Actually, I'm not feeling that energetic. Maybe there's another way to get the skin off the garlic?
Hey, it's interesting you'd say that because our lesson says if you're not feeling quite so energetic, try another favorite method.Put the head of garlic in a microwave?
Rebecca, I love microwaves. I just love standing next to microwaves all day long.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's good for your brain. Oh, I'm just kidding. That's not a good idea. Although most microwaves are made to be pretty safe these days, you still don't want to stand next to one for very long. However, you could put a couple of cloves of garlic inside the microwave. We read here, turn it on high for 20 seconds, then allow the garlic to cool.For another 20 seconds, and then it should be a piece of cake.
Right. Well, it says afterward, break it apart and promptly pull the skin off with ease. Now let's talk about this phrase, with ease. If you do something with ease, that just means that you can do it very easily without much difficulty.
That's right. So maybe you don't have the energy to shake all those garlic cloves around in a container.
Mm-hmm.
You could put it in a microwave, and then you could peel it with ease. Well, there are many ways to use this phrase. For example, a lot of people are scared of talking to strangers. But my mom, man, she's so good with strangers. She talks to strangers with ease. Or maybe a certain subject in school you're not very good at, like me.I'm not very good at math, but my friend Rebecca, she can solve math problems with ease.
You're not talking about me, right?
My other friend Rebecca.
Your other friend Rebecca, yes, because I'm also not really good at math. But you know, my dad, he could do any math problem with ease. Anyway, what about you, friends? What can you do with ease? Talk about that in English.
Well, now we know how to peel garlic with ease, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta have is a microwave.
One problem, I don't have a microwave.
Well, then I guess you better start shaking.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to practice shaking this box vigorously. Thanks, Gabe, for demonstrating. Well, anyway, so you have your garlic, you've peeled your garlic, and now you're ready to put it to use. And if you put something to good use, this means that you're...using it.
That's right, you're using it the best way that you can. So for example, maybe there's an intern working at your company. Well, put your intern to good use. Don't make them waste their time at your company by doing useless things, right? Or, you know, we used to have an electronic drum set here at Studio Classroom, and we weren't using it for a long time. I'm really gladthat some of our coworkers took that drum set and put it at their church. Now they're putting it to good use. They're using it every week.
Ooh, that is excellent.
Thanks.
Great examples, Gabe. Well, let's learn what other ways that we can use garlic. We learned that garlic is actually really good for acne. Garlic can kill or reduce the harmful effects of bacteria. Some say you should cut a garlic clove in half,and rub it over areas with acne.
It is thought to clear up your skin problems. All right, now, we know that garlic is good for us, and we also know that review skits are good for us. We have a review skit tomorrow, but right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes! Well, it's time for the SC Challenge, and today we have a very special guest. This is...Francis!
Hey! Hi, everybody.
Hey, Francis, do you have something to say?
Hi.
He's very happy to be here. Well, today's lesson is all about garlic.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, do you like to eat garlic, Francis?
Yeah, I do. In pasta.
In pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever eat garlic raw, not cooked?
I tried once when I was sick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I had to eat it, so it's actually full of vitamins, and it really helped me with my flu.
Well, did you know garlic is really good for you?
Yes, I know. Very
good. Great. Well, yeah. Friends, today we're talking about garlic. Mm-hmm. And I have three questions that I'm going to ask Francis about the lesson. See if you can answer these questions as well.
Okay.
So first question.
Yes.
What is garlic often called? A, stinky flower. B, stinky rose. Mm. C, stinky cheese. Or D, stinky grass.
Is there another option?
There are no other options.
I think it's stinky. No, what is it?
Is it A, stinky flower? B, stinky rose? C, stinky cheese? Or D, stinky grass?
That is B.
B, stinky rose. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Maybe.
Well, you know something, Francis?
Yes.
You are right! Yes. Good job. The answer is B, stinky rose.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Okay.
Which of the following is a peeling hack method for garlic?
Okay.
A, put the garlic in the microwave. Mm-hmm. B, put the garlic in the sun.
Mm.
C, put the garlic in a bag and shake it. Or D, put the garlic in the refrigerator.
A.
A, put the garlic in the microwave.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. Sort
well, of. Francis, once again, you are correct.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Do I win a prize?
Yes, you get a high five.
Okay.
And last question.
Okay.
Which of the following can garlic help with? A, acne. Mm-hmm. B, smelly breath.
Mm-hmm.
C, earaches. Or D, pink eye.
I'd really like to give you the wrong answer just for fun, but I think it's for acne.
A, acne.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
Francis.
Where's my high five, man?
Here's your high five.
Oh,
have you ever had acne?
Yes, I do. I used to have really bad acne when I was young.
Well, you know something? I have a solution for you.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic.
Oh, my goodness.
Next time, try
garlic.
Some garlic.
Do you have some, though?
Well, no garlic on me at the moment,
okay.
But I can get you some garlic.
Okay, cool. We'll try
anyway, well, friends, thanks for joining us today. I'm sure you were able to answer those questions correctly.
Yeah.
And Francis, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. That was fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll see you next time.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Another high five.
Yeah.
Well, there are more uses for the stinky rose, that is garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you know that garlic is good for scaring away vampires?
Seriously, Gabe, there is no such thing as a vampire.
That's because you have garlic in your house. They don't want to be in your house. The vampires just
okay.
go away.
Now you're just making up silly stories.
Oh.
Well, friends, we have more to learn about garlic next time right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then. And make sure you get a mirror so you can